Good evening.
And
welcome to the First Baptist Church of Malden. I welcome you to this 76th annual Festival of Carols. And tonight's program will be a very international program. In addition to the blend of voices in the combined choir that we see in the choir loft this evening, this year we're privileged to have special music by all the congregations that share space here at the First Baptist Church. Music, scripture, and prayers will be heard in several languages this evening, and yet the message will be the same. The good news that God's Son came to earth to save us. Thank you to Richard Freeman and Rosalind Munson for their dedicated leadership of this program. And thanks to all of you for coming and sharing in this annual Advent event. To enhance the enjoyment of the program for everyone, I do ask that you please silence all electronic equipment at this time. And also that you would refrain from applause until the end of the program. And just as a point of note that the numbers on the hymn boards, the numbers printed in the bulletin are out of the red hymnal that are in the pew rack. However, all the carols are also found in the blue hymnal, but there are different numbers. But we are singing from the red hymnal tonight. So please enjoy the program, and let's pray together. Lord, we have stepped away from the busyness that invades this holy season. Recapture our minds, our hearts, and our attention once more during this festival of carols. Speak to us this evening through the words of scripture, lyrics, melodies, and harmonies of music, and our prayers that will be offered in a multiple of languages tonight. Help us to focus not on the list of things that remain to be done, but instead let our focus be on you. Let this time of preparation reclaim and reform us, so that we may be ready for your arrival. We ask this in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Oh,
The people that walk in the darkness haven't seen a great light. They have dwelt in the land of shadow of death, upon them hath the light shining. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to joy and harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppression, and as in the day of Midian. For every barrel of the war is with confused noise, and garments rolling blood, but this shall be with burning and full of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Hallelujah. We're going to be singing two songs in Portuguese. One is Consuming Love, and another one will be Consuming Fire, and another one will be Reckless Love.
Passar. Hallelujah. Let's say amen, everyone. Hallelujah. We have to shout for the Lord. Amen. Let us pray together. What a wonderful day we have, from different nation and nationality, but one spirit and one family in Jesus Christ and the United States of America. This is the land of freedom where we all meet and praise our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for this opportunity, for this program organizer. So let us pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for amazing grace through your Son, Jesus Christ, that made us one in spirit, one family in this world, especially in this country, the land of freedom, where you have brought us from all over the world, and to bring the good news of Jesus Christ again in this country. Lord, we thank you for your wonderful Son, Jesus Christ, for sending in this world and making us a precious people in this community. We all nation, we all nationalities, we all come from different colors, but one in you, and worship in truth and spirit, because you are the truth and spirit, Jesus Christ, the only Lord, of Lord and King of Kings, the giver of salvation and savior of the whole world, that born in this world for all humanity and for all people. So help us to continue to stay in harmony and in peace, in love through your Jesus Christ in this state, in this world. Especially we pray for this Malden area, Lord. Help us to come together again and celebrate together your pre-carol program. We are so much thankful for that, Lord. So help us to be a good citizens of the world, to bring peace and harmony in this community through our Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for bringing together. Help us continue to share your love and care in this community so that we may show your true love in this world where many people are dying without you. This is the day that you have given us to pronounce and to proclaim your good news through our community, through our languages, through our services, through our nationalities in this country. Help us continue to work together, to gospelize together, to preach your name together in country again. Help us to bring revival again in this country so that we can all know that you are the only one God in the world. Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. praise our Lord that today we can come here and worship Him in all different languages. So we will sing two songs today. The first one is Dona Nobis Pacem. It's in Latin, means grant us peace. May the peace from our Heavenly Father come to all who seek His name. The second song we sing is All on this Silent Night. It's going to be combined with Chinese and English together.
Thank you. Father God, we just thank you and praise you for the gift of this day. We thank you for the wonderful time we're having here tonight, the languages that are being sung and spoken. It's just so tremendous. What a privilege and what an honor. So God, I pray that you would bless the gift and the giver. I pray that you would multiply the gift, Lord, just as you did the fish and the loaves, multiply the offering so that it can truly meet the most need. And most importantly, I pray that it points people to Jesus Christ. It's about building your kingdom here on earth. And I pray that we do that to the best of our ability. Father, bless us and just continue to be with us tonight as we move forward in the program. And I pray this in the most precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared to the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angel has left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what has been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherd returned, glorify and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thank you. Tonight, God sent us the special guest. Absolutely, it's Jesus Christ. But her name is Jennifer. Her family came to the church in the first time for her life. So, in this regard, let me introduce Jennifer.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight for bringing all of us together before you to celebrate the coming of Jesus Christ, our Savior and the Lord of life. Although we seem different in our lives, I believe that we are all God's children. I pray that at this time, the Holy Spirit will be with us. We give our prayers and hopes to the Heavenly Father. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.